We're going to continue our series in the Ten Commandments now. So if you have a Bible, you can open it to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20, we'll find the Ten Commandments there. And if you don't have a Bible, we've got some under the chairs. I would encourage you to grab one of those, open that up. We want to get you in the habit of turning through this thing and studying it with us. We'll be on page 61 in the black Bibles you'll see under the chairs. We're calling the series Finding Jesus in the Ten Commandments. And there's a lot of different ways to find Jesus through the Ten Commandments, but a primary way that Romans 3 says that we find Jesus through the Ten Commandments is we come to God's standards that he lays out in the Ten Commandments, and we recognize, man, I haven't done what God told me to do there. So we all fall short. And often we come to the Ten Commandments and we look at them in a very strict, narrow, literal sense and think, oh, well, maybe I haven't broken that commandment. But then we turn to the New Testament and we see Jesus saying that he's actually raised the bar much higher and that really we violated all the commandments. Luther used to say that you never violate the other commandments without first violating the first commandment, which is you shall have no other God before me. And that's especially true with the seventh commandment where we are today, because this is the primary God of our culture. Today we're talking about what I'm calling permanent bond, and it's the idea that marriage is to be a permanent bond between a man and a woman. And the reason this is a hard topic for us is because in our culture, we've come to worship sex as one of the primary gods of our culture. So a lot of you may agree with what I'm saying today, but I also want to recognize a lot of you won't agree with what I'm saying, and I'm glad you're here. We're thankful that you would come and consider what we have to say. Kind of my goal for today is that I could woo you from the gods of our culture to the God of the Bible and help you to see that he loves you more and will serve you and give you life, but the gods of our culture will exploit you and make you a slave. And so one of the primary gods of our culture is sexuality. What we see in the Bible and the Christian worldview is that sexuality is this beautiful gift that God created. He actually came up with it. He invented it, but it's meant to be kept in this boundary, kind of like a fire in a fireplace. It has certain regulations that God's put on it. And again, as modern people, we're like, that's crazy. He can't tell us what to do. But we actually believe that he loves us. And when he gives us those boundaries, they're for our good. They're for our joy. So the idea in permanent bond comes from Genesis 2:24, which is the first place that marriage and sexuality appears in the Bible. And there it says that a man should leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. And the Hebrew word cleave literally means to weld or glue to something. And so that's the picture. It's a picture of glue, of welding. I want to start before we look at this commandment by telling you a story of a friend, well, not a friend, I guess a relative of ours, my wife's aunt. Years ago, I think this was like 30 years ago now, but she was wearing contacts and grabbed a bottle to put drops in her eyes off the kitchen counter, and she grabbed the bottle and threw the drops in her eyes because she was, you know, having dry eyes with the contacts, and immediately her eyes just started burning like fire. She couldn't figure out what was happening. She couldn't see then because she had the stuff in her eyes, and she, you know, yelled at her husband and showed him the bottle, and it was super glue. So, you know, the bottles were about the same size, the eyedrop bottle and the super glue bottle. They just had their stuff out on the kitchen counter. Now, I want to give you the end of the story. She was able to wash it out and get medical help, and her eyes recovered. But, man, there was a lot of pain there, right? Super glue is made for a permanent bond. It's not made to moisturize your eyes. And I use that illustration because in our culture, we think sexuality is this little thing that we can just use for anything. And God says, no, it's got this particular use. It's this blessing that I made. I came up with it, but it has this particular boundary. It's only supposed to be used in this place, in the context of a marriage. So I want to give you that image to help you to think about, yes, it's a good tool, but it's not a tool we're going to use for everything. And that's kind of the Christian worldview. Again, my prayer for you and my prayer for all of us is that we would consider what God has to say. Because as I said, I just know culturally and know a lot of you that we don't agree with everything that the scripture has to say about this. So my prayer is that you'd have an open mind about it. So let's read the verse. It's Exodus 20, verse 14. Exodus 20, 14 says it this way. It says, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not commit adultery. So one simple verse. I'm actually going to go and look